It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can actually follow the entire show. Me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. And you can still see that really creepy photo of producer Porkchop dressed up. We're going to be talking to his boyfriend's aunt in about 30 minutes from now. Gosh, Porkchop, you make things weird.
Great.
Yep. Does anybody have a really weird name that you know? You're like, oh my God, what's your name? Because I don't really know anybody with a weird name. I know people with like old names. Like I know somebody named like Helga or like, what is it? Not, I think maybe it's Bernice. It's something like it's an older woman name, but I can't think of that. Other than that, everybody I know
like
has got
a
normal
stupid name.
Well, I wouldn't say stupid.
I would.
Oh, really? Wow. Hater. Well, this will top them all. A woman's daughter named, well, I even forget how to say this. It's spelled A-B-C-D-E.
A-B-City. That's how you pronounce it. A-B-City. Which sounds like freaking obesity.
Wait, and how is it spelled again?
A-B-C-D-E.
A-B-C-D-E. I mean,
it's like the alphabet, Liv. A-B-C-D-E.
Right.
Well, Southwest Airlines was forced to apologize this week after a mom accused some of its employees of mocking the 5-year-old daughter that she has. This happened a few weeks ago. She was traveling from El Paso, Texas with her daughter, A-B-C-D-E, also pronounced absidy or obesity, whatever you want to say, when she heard the gate agent start talking to other employees like, oh my God, look at this name. The agent even took a photo of the girl's boarding pass and she posted it on her personal social media. And that's where a friend of the mom, I guess, somehow saw it a couple of weeks later. And, apparently there was an apology going on. And in doing some research here, did you know that there are apparently more than 300 children that have also been named obesity or absidity or whatever the hell this is.
A-B-City.
I can't even handle it. It's A-B-C-D-E to me.
If I was that person like working in the airport, I 1,000% would have put that on my social media. I'm sorry. I'm just going to admit it now. And it's just like who's named that? That's just wild. It's not so much like making fun of them. It's just like,
oh, I'd make fun of them.
Has anybody heard of like really weird ass names? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This mom's really upset. Like she feels like,
of course she
this
is
out of line. Now, what would you guys feel like if it was somebody you knew? I mean, put yourself in her shoes.
I think that if you are going to name your child something like obesity, I think you have to realize the mockery that is what's going to happen. It's ignorant to think that it's not going to. Now, I have said that I want 3 boys, and I want to name them Chief, Scout, and Coach.
Oh, my God.
Dog names.
Yes.
I think they're so cute. Am I expecting them to maybe get a little made fun of? Yes, but that'll just make them have a good sense of humor. They can laugh about it and be like, yeah, but like whatever. I mean,
I can't believe that doesn't even make sense, Liv. You're saying don't, if you're a parent, don't name your kid something like this and then, you know, not expect them to make fun of it.
And
but so then you're knowingly going to put your child in that situation?
Yeah, but like, I don't think anything's wrong.
You're like, it'll put hair on their chest.
Yeah, it'll make them stronger.
Like, I don't think anything's wrong with like, as long as they're not like being bullying them, but as long as they're like, oh, okay, coach.
Well, like, they're for sure going to get bullied. This kid's getting bullied on a national level. And I will say this.
Oh my God. Bullied on a national level.
She is. Well, everybody's talking about this story and clearly this kid's being brought up.
No one's attacking her. They're just saying, what is this name? That's wild.
Well, right. The name.
They're making
more
fun of it. We're laughing about it.
The name is insane. And when I say this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, I'm not trying to attack the child. I'm trying to say the parent is in the wrong. But some people, I'm sure, are going to make fun of the kid herself. However, I did go to high school with someone named Hickory Ham. His last name was Ham. Yeah, his last name was Ham, and his parents named him Hickory.
See, I want to be best friends with his parents because I bet they're hilarious. There's a tweet on social media from Allie Elizabeth, and she said, when I was a student teaching, there was a child in my class named Yahinus. Y-A apostrophe H-Y-N-E-S-S.
Whoa.
All right, let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, you're a teacher?
Yes.
Oh, God, I bet you've heard some good names in the classroom.
Oh, absolutely. But my favorite one was I had a girl. Her name was LaDasha, and it was spelled L-A-A.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard of people having that name.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had everything written on her lunchboxes and stuff, and I had it spelled wrong. So I had to go through and re-spell everything.
Oh, gosh. Hey, thank you, Stephanie, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Okay, you will not believe what Vanna Lawrence just tweeted us. She said, my cousin is a teacher, and one of her kids was named. I'm going to spell it for you, and then I'm going to tell you how they pronounce it.
Okay.
It's spelled S-H-I-T.
Hey!
A-H. Hey.
All right. You can't spell it out like that. I had to dump you right there. Dump that. You can't spell it out like that, even though you're doing it. I know what you're saying. I think we know what it is.
Well, anyways, the name was Shafid.
Right.
Okay. Either way.
Right.
There we go. Thank you. Mark the time right now that I just had a heart attack because of something. Okay. That being said, you can let us know you got some weird names like that tweet we had right there. Let us know at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.